Sup,
I always
what's
gotta
up,
catch
Miss?
myself because I be in here dancing. Y'all catch me on camera just.
I swear she be dancing, y'all. Y'all should see that she be at that hard nine dancing. Don't even be paying attention to the countdown.
Yeah, this intro short because you know mine is like 40 seconds, so I got a good
Mine too. I got a good little weight.
Be in the middle dancing and be already up on the screen. Like, oh,
hey, like, oh, hey, wait. Y'all. What's up, y'all? Hey, welcome.
So what's listen, up? I'm gonna tell y'all right now, y'all listen, your girl stay cold, okay? I'm not anemic because everybody keeps saying, oh, you might be anemic. I googled it. I don't have no symptoms of that, so I'm not claiming that. But I'm gonna say right now I'm cold, so this is why I got this hoodie on like this, and pink is my favorite color, so this is what you're gonna get. You're gonna get the pink nightmare from A Christmas Story, okay? Call me Ralphie because baby, it's cold.
Next. Well, I'm cold too. I just don't have a hoodie on, but I'm freezing.
This is so giving me Ralphie vibes though. It's like Christmas Story when his grandmother bought him the pink bunny suit and he had to put it on at the top of the steps. This is giving me Ralphie vibes, but I don't care. Go listen. Call me Ralphie for the rest of the episode. I should have put that down. Ralphie.
You always cutting up, man. Oh my god, y'all. So today we are here to talk about loving them from a distance. Sis, tell me, what does it mean to you to love from a distance?
Transparency moment. I'm still learning this, okay? Because I feel like I'm the type of person when I love hard. I love, you know, my heart is on my sleeve. And I'm the SpongeBob queen, but I also told y'all I'll come back. So when I hear the term, you know, loving people from a distance, that just means still having the feeling, you know, the care, the concern, the compassion, but at the same time, knowing that whatever they did to cause that distance, letting that override and setting up a boundary, because if you don't, you're going to be right back in that situation or worse. So you have to be mindful of why there was an infraction in the friendship, relationship, whatever, in the first place, and respecting yourself enough to maintain a healthy distance because they don't deserve your energy anymore.
Telling y'all, she keep talking about she the SpongeBob queen and all this good stuff, but I done told her and I done told y'all, if she ever tried me, if she ever SpongeBob me, I'm showing up at her door and she gonna cook me some mac and cheese and I'm gonna fry some chicken and we gonna talk about why she SpongeBob me from the beginning. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. But me, I'm with you though. I'm with you. I'm still learning how to navigate loving people from a distance because it's hard for me to let people go. It's hard for me to accept the fact that somebody is not in my life anymore and get used to them not being in my life, especially when you're sitting up for hours on hand talking to people and opening up and being vulnerable with people. And then all of a sudden, that's no more. So you have to relearn how to live without them. Because it's not about loving them from a distance at this point. You have to teach yourself to live without their presence. Live without hearing their voice every day. Live without seeing them every day. Live without them, period. Even having thoughts of them. Because, yeah, you can love them from a distance and clap for them from a distance. But at the same time, you never truly get over that connection that you had with a person. You know, especially when it was somebody that you did it with every single day. So, to me, that's hard. It's hard for me to love people from a distance because I'd rather be loving them through it all. I'd rather be loving them through their good times. I'd rather be loving them through their bad times. I'd rather be beside them through it all. But sometimes, you know, people can't go with you to the next level and you have to just jump into it and learn how to live without them, you know?
So, yeah, I think that's the hardest part because it's like y'all started off as strangers. And you knew what life was like without them in that capacity. And then you have these daily interactions, you know, like you said, whether it's romantic or platonic or even professional, right? Because even when you lose a job, sometimes you love your coworkers or whatever. Yeah. And then life is like great because now you got this new addition. And especially if you're like us, where, you know, you have a desire for family and you know, kindred spirits and all that stuff. And then now there is an infraction that severed the relationship for whatever reason. Now you have to go through life knowing what life was like with them, but now having to mourn that and discover a new normal, which is life with them being on the other side. So then you start to think, well, I know me. I start to just go in my head and be like, okay, was the person that I experienced really the person, or was this their representative?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What now, what happened in this? Was it me? Was it them? Was this a lesson that I needed to learn? Was this something that I needed to teach them God was using me for? So it's like a spiral. You just start spiraling. Yeah. And then, especially if you have people who, let's say for a relationship, for example, if you have people who are still connected, like a friends or whatever that you gain, that's also still in close proximity to this person, it's hard. Or like with children, co-parenting, that's the worst. How do you recover from somebody how do you co-parent with somebody you're recovering from?
That part. Same thing.
How am I healing when the person that broke me, I have to see every day?
That part.
That's the craziest thing. That's like getting pricked on your arm and just looking at it every day and watching it heal.
Right.
Like that's the most painful experience ever. But you know you got to keep being around this person because you have a little person that's also attached to this person. So that person needs that person.
Yeah.
So you still have to figure out a way, but that's loving from a distance because maybe that capacity was not the capacity that you guys were meant to be. Sometimes we do things prematurely, you know, like in a platonic level, we'll be in a whole friendship with a person we was only meant to teach something to. We'll be in a whole relationship with somebody we was just meant to just talk to for a couple of days to, you know, just get our minds right or learn from. But we do that to ourselves. So now we have to deal with those situations and begin the healing process.
But to hit your point of, you know, when you lose people, you're like, well, you know, I say, you know, what did I do? What could I have done to prevent this from happening? And, you know, you start looking at your relationships that you're currently in with different people. And you're like, you know, I don't want to do the same thing that I did to them, to this person, because I don't want to have to go through the repeated pattern of losing another person. But just like you said, sometimes people come in your life for reasons and seasons. But we have to understand which one is it. Are they there for a season and a reason? Or are they going to be here to ride with me through the good, through the bad? But it's hard because people out here in this lifetime, they fake it until they make it. They literally stay in your life until they get what they want from you and make it seem like they love you. They just love you and nobody else. And then as soon as they get what they want from you, they discard you like you're nothing. Literally, just move on with life as if they never met you. It was that easy for them. While you're over here healing, you're over here suffering because you're not really sleeping at night. You're losing sleep. You're crying. You're trying to figure out, what did I do wrong? What can I fix this situation? But yet you're still moving on too. But now you got to figure out how to navigate life again without these people in your life. Like you said, it's like getting pricked. It's like me falling outside, getting a skinned knee, putting that ointment on it, putting a Band-Aid on it. But in every day, I peel that Band-Aid back and I'm reminded of the scars that were left behind. I'm reminded of the pain that I had during that time period. So even though I'm applying this ointment every day, my scars are still not healing. It's still an open wound. And I think that's what people don't understand when they get in friendships or relationships with people. And they build this everyday connection with them. And you get into these people's heads and you just think this person is the best person ever. And then, boom, you just walk out their life like nothing mattered. Like, yeah, man. But the question, sis, is how do you overcome you know, having these people in your lives and then now having to navigate it, what are the steps towards healing when we both just admitted the pain is still there, the scar is still there?
I think it depends on the person. I want to say time is the greatest thing. It's going to take time. They say usually when you are in a relationship and for however long you've been together, you've been breaking up half that time. That's what they say, right? So if we've known people for 2 years, it might take a year to get over, you know, that person. You have to want to get over it. Two, I want to say, you know, you have to let time do its thing. Three, you have to feel everything. You can't slow leak it. You have to burst the bubble and cry, scream, kick, go through all the stages of grief, right? And then you have to do self-work to reprogram your mental. Because a lot of the times when we do have these infractions and these relationships that sever, we kind of beat ourselves up and we tell ourselves, okay, well, maybe I should have did or I should have that or da, 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 da. Sometimes it's not a you thing. Sometimes it's a them thing. And you have to reaffirm yourself and say that you deserve better. I'm manifesting friends that will be faithful to me and loyal to me, support me in public and in private. I am manifesting a love that only God himself has designed. You have to tell yourself these things and you have to just keep, you know, affirming it. And the Bible says, you know, renew your minds daily. So this is something that you have to do daily. And it's like, you know how they say fake it until you make it? You're just going to have to keep faking it until one day the light bulb is going to come on. You're going to wake up. You don't even think about that person no more. You done moved on. You're changed. So when you change, then the way you see things will change. The way you feel about things will change. The way you feel about people will change. So once you know that you deserve better, then when you think about that person, or if that person happens to pop up on your Facebook timeline, you'll be like, huh, well, I know I hate to say this, but I'm the prize. So I know that I'm not sweating this because this person missed out on a good thing. This person missed out on a good friend. This person missed out on somebody that was going to support them. This person missed out on a sister, a best friend, or whatever the case may be, because I know when I was involved, I was intentional. I did this, I did that because I genuinely loved and support. So enjoy what you thought was greener on the other side. And when you find out that it's AstroTurf, I'm going to pray for you, because while I'm dealing with it now, the emotions, you know, the crying, the going through whatever I'm going through, letting this feeling what I'm dealing with and letting it heal itself. When I'm going through that, while you, it seems to be you having a good ride, the table's going to turn and I'm going to have the good ride and you're going to be sitting there watching me and you're going to be crying. You're going to be feeling it. You're going to be this or that. So it might take you 2 weeks to feel it or 2 days, but it might take them 2 years to feel it, but they're going to feel it. They gonna feel it. I'd rather feel it now than feel it later.
But you know what? That comes to say you have to know your tribe. You have to build your tribe. You have people that truly are supposed to be in your life. It's not gonna be a struggle. It's not gonna be a struggle for them to be in your life. They're gonna celebrate you in the good, the bad, whatever you go through. They're gonna be right there. But everybody in America knows I love Maya Angelou. And this quote to me is very powerful. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. This quote has always stood to be very powerful in my life, because you never forget how people treat you. You might can forgive their actions and forgive what they did to you, but that hurt is going to still remain. It's going to still remain, you know, as a feeling, because you're going to be like, you know, I could go back this way and I could deal with this person, but the way they made me feel, I'm not going to go back across that path again. But people, will take you to places in your life that you never dreamed that you would go just by the things that they do and the way that they treat you. But I think when it comes down to loving people from a distance, it's hard to let go. It's hard to accept the fact that, okay, they're not here. You know, I'm going to let them go. I'm going to heal from this. It's easy said than done when it comes down to loving people from this. That can be family too. You know, family do things, and sometimes you don't need your family in your life, and you got to love them from a distance too. That is easier said than done to me. So sis, we got to tell them out here in America, because I know it's somebody out there that's dealing with something that's similar to this, where they really, maybe it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a spouse, or however, or a friend. And they're trying to deal with the fact that they have to live without this person, because sometimes people die and now people are grieving, and now they have to navigate their lives without this person that they've been with for 20, 30 years. Now they're gone. So how can we help them to navigate life and to know that it's okay to let go and move on and just accept what happened?
Well, I want to touch on what you just said with the Maya Angelou quote. That makes me think of that saying. And I always used to say, I do not agree with this saying because it's not true in my opinion. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I think words hurt worse than sticks and stones. Because something somebody can tell you at age 5 will still carry you through age 50. It'll change your mindset. It'll change, give you limited beliefs. It'll do all the things contrary to what God wants for you, right? That one little word somebody can call you ugly can shift your whole mentality for the rest of your life. Who you attach yourself to, who you involve yourself with, how you feel about yourself, because someone planted that seed in you to tell you that you're ugly. You have grown now a low self-esteem tree, right? So to answer your question, the things that you can do is you have to shift your mindset. And that's the hardest thing, because that's where the seeds are planted. But once you uproot those seeds and you replant new ones, you can produce better things. You have to realize that those people that were attached to you were attached to you for a specific reason. Find out what that reason is and realize you were expecting someone to take care of your heart when they weren't equipped to carry it or hold it in the first place. So that's the thing. That's the thing for me, especially in regards to relationships. We put people in positions that they were never supposed to be in anyway. We give people titles of friendships when they never showed us they were our friends to begin with. We always start at a level 100 and expect people, when they do these infractions, it'll go down a notch. We have to make people earn the spots that we give them in life. And nowadays we just freely give it.
Yep.
So at this point, at this stage, you know, it's time to know better so we can do better and stop giving away stuff too freely. Nobody deserves your energy. Nobody deserves your heart. Nobody deserves your mind. Nobody deserves any of that. They have to earn your energy. They have to earn your time. Like back in the day when people used to go out, men used to work for a phone number. Women wasn't giving out they stuff so, you know, so freely. You had to come to the house and find me. Like one of the movies, Jason Lyrics, right? For those of you who have seen the movie, Alan Payne and Jada Pickett were the two main characters. And Alan Payne, once he saw Jada Pickett, he was just so smitten by her. But she made him work for that date.
Yeah.
I mean, he was sniffing around. If Thirsty was a person, right? He was sniffing around, showing up to her. He found out where she, I mean, like, that goes to show you when somebody wants you, they'll do anything to get you, right? And that also goes to show you that you are worthy enough for those type of shenanigans to take place. And that shouldn't just be in a romantic capacity. That should be in a friendship capacity too. You are worth being fought over. Even God sacrificed his life for you. So what makes you think everybody else deserves a free ride. If God had to lay his life down to show you that he loved you, okay, everybody else, they need to do something too. Okay. And that's not just like, it has nothing to do with, oh, you think you better. Or it's just about knowing your worth.
That's it.
It's about knowing who you are and whose you are. You are a designer original. As I say at the end of my podcast all the time, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So don't attach yourself to just anybody, because you are here to do great and amazing things. So you need to surround yourself with people that will support you doing those great and amazing things and continue to help you pour out to others while you're doing these great and amazing things, and pour into you so you can continue to do these great and amazing things. But we always pick people, we attach to people that be poking holes in our boat and wonder why we drowning.
Okay. there was no life jacket or nothing, just drowning, you know.
We'll give them the life jacket and we can't swim, and they can swim and they'll take the life jacket, knowing that they can swim, and knowing we can't swim, they'll take it. You deserve to have those people to be like, you know what, I'm good, I know how to swim, you don't, let me cover you, let me take the life jacket so we both can be good. Or exactly. Let's not even go on the boat at all, because both of us can't swim and we not. Let's take the train. like surround yourself with people that's going to help you in life, not drain you.
See, that's the problem, is I struggle with that, knowing my worth. Like, but you know, sticks and stones, like you going back to that, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never. Yes, they do. Like, words would cure you for a lifetime. Like you said, you can tell somebody, oh, you ugly. For the rest of your life, you think that I'm ugly. Every little thing that you do, you know, the way you comb your hair, the way you dress, you're being real particular about everything that you do, because somebody told you that you was ugly, or somebody told you that you wasn't good enough to do this, or you shouldn't be doing that because, you know, ain't nobody gonna listen to you. You know, something in your life that somebody said stuck with you and you just didn't believe in yourself. So I struggled with that for a long time, not knowing who I am and not knowing my worth. But I tell you one doggone thing, in 2025, ain't nobody going to tell me who I am this year. I'm going to show them who I am, and I'm going to know my worth all year long and going forward. But words, yes, words stay with you forevermore. And sometimes people don't know the power of words. That's just down with even people telling you they love you. Stop saying those words to people if you genuinely do not mean it. Because behind saying those three words, there has to come some type of action behind that. You can't just tell people that and then don't show them anything else after that. We said this before, love is a verb. But a lot of people can show you they love you too in some type of ways and still don't love you. So at the end of the day, It's kind of like a confusing battle you're playing, because they can tell you they love you and don't love you. They can show you they love you and really don't love you. They're just doing something for the moment in the time so they can get what they want from you. So basically, they're covering up their real feelings about you and letting you, making you feel like, oh, yeah, they love me. They love, you know, I love them. They think I love them. But in reality, they don't. They just there for what they want from you. But that's a whole nother episode right there, sis. A whole nother episode to touch on. So let's put
what's
your
love got
up
to do with it? That's part two.
don't get me started. Don't get me started.
If y'all want that, put that in chat. What's love got to do with it?
Okay, what does love got to do with it?
So this quote I love, because this is something that, like I said earlier, I'm still working through. Forgiveness does not require connection. And for me, that is saying exactly what the episode is about, you know, loving people from a distance. You can forgive a person, you can still love a person, but that does not require re-entry into my life, into my space. Going back to a previous episode when we was talking about the house, right, and the boundaries or whatever, I can forgive you, I can still love you platonically, romantically, but your access is now denied. That does not mean that you are able to continue to take up space in my life, continue to take up space, you know, as my friend, as my spouse, as, you know, whatever capacity, because now you have disrespected something valuable, my time, which I cannot get back. You know, I could get money back, I could get food back, I can get clothes back, whatever. But my time, no. How you, you know, my kids being invested into you, now I have to break that down and explain that situation. You making me look a certain way on the internet because we talking about you or doing things with you and all this other stuff. So you have to, it all stems from you knowing who you are and whose you are. And once you know who you are, you know what you can and cannot entertain.
That's true.
And if I have a brand that thrives off integrity, and I believe that I am associating with you because you align with that same integrity, and then I find out that you do not align with that integrity, I can forgive you, because even Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You might not know you're ignorant. You may not know that you don't walk in integrity. You may not know that you're unsuccessful, right? But that doesn't mean that I have to attach myself to you. Mm-hmm. That just means, hey, you know, no love lost, but for me and my house, my brand, my children, my heart, you know, whatever, you insert whatever you want to insert. This right here is about God. This right here is about integrity. This right here is about love the way God designed love. So if you don't align with those values, those principles, yeah, I could forgive you, but we can't. Yeah, the connection ain't the same. Your access is denied.
Denied. Doors locked, windows barred up. Yeah, no, we not doing it. We just can't. So know this year, everybody, listen, choosing to love someone from a distance is okay. Once you find out who you are and what you stand for, it's going to become an easy task for you, because now they're not aligned with you. And alignment, as someone said to me, alignment is the assignment. And if you don't have like-minded people, you know, you heard that before, you don't have like-minded people in your corner and in your life, nothing's ever going to work. You're going to have a bunch of people in your life that are just coming into your life for a purpose and a reason and a season. And they're going to have an expiration date. You're going to know they have an expiration date from the moment that they're moving the way they're moving. So choose better in your life. Know your tribe. And if it's someone that does not align with you, accept it and move on. Learn to just let them go. Start the healing process. Because at the end of the day, God got you. God knew it was going to happen before it happened. He put that person in your life for a reason. And you just didn't know at the time what that reason was. But God uses people to help others to get to certain levels. Sometimes we are the bridge for them to get to the other side. And we have to be okay with that. We have to be okay with being the bridge to build something greater in the end. They don't know what they do. Like my sister said, they know not what they do. So forgive them. Forgive them and move on. Be that bridge and let them go. But see, the problem with people is you're that bridge to get them to the other side, but they burn the bridge after they get over there. They're celebrating. They're like, yeah, I made it over. But you made it over because somebody took you across that bridge to get to the other side. You're not supposed to burn the bridge. You're supposed to pay it forward. Now that they got you to the other side, won't you help somebody else? Be the bridge for somebody else to get to the other side. But we have to stop getting so caught up in life and winning until we just lose sight of being good to people. We lose sight of treating people the way we want to be treated. And if we start living life on the fact of, listen, I'm going to treat people the way I want to be treated, guess what? Life is going to be better. But God didn't treat us that way. God still wakes us up every single day. He gives us grace and mercy, even though we are not doing what we're supposed to do. We're hard-headed. We're out here doing all kinds of things that we shouldn't be doing. But all we got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. And he forgives us every single time. But we're out here being reckless in life with people. So if you have to take something from this episode, I hope that it has resonated with you and that you will learn to set boundaries in your life. You will figure out who you are and know your worth in this world and try to be the best version of yourself by utilizing your every hour of the day. Because you know what? I ain't gonna say your 24 hours. You need to start utilizing every hour, every minute, every second of your time that you have on this earth, because time you cannot get back. And you know what? The clock is ticking. We don't know the hour, the minute, or the second that we're gonna be closing our eyes and leaving this world. So start treating people better. Do better. You know better, do better. All right, sis, that's on you now.
Well, I want to say, before you can become the bridge, you have to remember and shift your mind that you are the traffic light. So you, I think of an intersection, right? People are going to cross you all throughout your life.
Here she goes, the visual.
If you think of yourself as a traffic light, you get to control what goes, what slows down, and what stops, right? And once you mentally get to that place to know that you are in control, and you can control what you allow. You can't control people, but you can control what you entertain. You can control what you allow. You can control who shows up in your space, who comes into your fence, into your house, all those things. Then it'll be easier for you to decide, okay, now, how can I bridge this? How can I help this person? How can I do this? How can I do that? So in order for you to figure out what aligns and what doesn't align, you have to think about these little cute little butterflies that's in our background. Anything that aligns with you should make you feel weightless, should make you feel like you have wings. They're not going to tell you you're perfect. You're going to know some things about yourself. They're going to show you and tell you that you doo-doo stink, right? But they tell you in love. They don't make you feel a nasty way about it. They don't beat you down. It's no friction. It's very cohesive, right? So if you feel that way amongst people, then that's how you know things align. If you know things are tapped into your purpose, it matches your values, those things align. If it goes contrary to who you are, if it always makes you feel a certain way, everybody has that intuition. They say women do, but everybody has discernment, right? And if you don't, that's something that you and God need to handle. You need to pray about your discernment, because discernment is key, especially now tapping into what you said in regards to people acting like they love you, but they don't really love you. That's when discernment comes in too, to kind of give you that nudge in your gut, like, something ain't right. That's stuff that you need to pray about, right? So Know when things make you feel free, know when things make you feel weightless, and also know when things hold you down, make you feel heavy, make you feel less than yourself. If your personality, or even your kids, because sometimes kids will show you too. If your kids is a certain type of way around some people and a certain type of way around other people, especially babies, if they cry or whatever the case, that's something you need to pay attention to. If you showing off or your character is not the same way, or you don't feel as happy or joyful or whatever, but then when you get around a certain other person, your moods start to change, you start to get irritable, you start, pay attention. So pay attention to yourself. Know that you're in control. And as always, you guys, we hear healing hearts and inspiring change.
Absolutely. So if you want part two, put in the comments what love got to do with it. So until next time, guys, later.